We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this is Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show.
That's it right there. Good. Stay up, man. Keep the guy off the ground. Let's go.
Presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show is also brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Everwood Treatment Company, the official treated lumber of Alabama Athletics. Ford, for great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. And by Yellowhammer Brewing, brewed locally in Alabama and served to fans across the Southeast. Now, this is Hey Coach.
Welcome, everybody. It's great to have you with us for Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. I'm Chris Stewart, filling in again for Eli Gold. So glad to have you with us. Happy Thanksgiving in advance. And also, hopefully, very happy Iron Bowl weekend for the Crimson Tide. Coming up in 30 minutes, Coach Nick Saban, of course, will be with us. Look forward to previewing the matchup between Alabama and Auburn on Saturday afternoon at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Coach will be with us taking your phone calls on the Yellowhammer Brewing Hotline at 877-202-BAMA. Our media guest for tonight's show, as Coach Saban joins us, will be the sports director at Tuscaloosa's own WVUA Channel 23, Gary Harris, stopping by to join us once again. Gary's fan club present, always glad to have them. And also really excited, not only the Iron Bowl this weekend, but the quarterfinal round of the NCAA Women's Soccer Tournament. The Crimson Tide, the number one seed, hosting the second-seeded Duke Blue Devils. And from the Alabama soccer team, Felicia Knox and Ashlyn Sarepka will be with us on tonight's program. In fact, they're coming up in just a few minutes. Do want to remind you, you can get the preview of Alabama soccer and keep up with everything Alabama with that Alabama Crimson Tide mobile app presented by Cadence Bank. It's available at the App Store and at Google Play. Just download the Alabama Crimson Tide mobile app now for free. This is, hey, Coach, we are live at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. It's the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide, and we're back getting things going right after this on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
All right, everyone, let's hit the road.
Mom, who's this?
Oh, that's Michelle. She's our alpha agent.
She helped me file that auto claim fast after that accident last week, so I figured we'd bring her with us.
Breakfast burrito?
All right. 200 miles before we stop, I hope you've all used the bathroom. Michelle, you good?
Before a little thing becomes a big thing, call your alpha agent.
It's football season. Time to take your tailgate tradition to the next level with the Ford F-150 truck. Power up with an available ProPower onboard generator. And with an available 3.5-liter EcoBoost engine, you can tow just about anything you need to rule the stadium lot. For great offers on F-150, visit your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Auto models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for more information.
At My Eye Doctor, we would never think of getting between you and your screen, except with blue light lenses. Eye strain can happen by spending hours and hours with devices, texting, gaming, binging. Our lens solutions can help minimize the stress and strain of harmful blue light. We welcome all insurances. Eye care and eyewear are better together at My Eye Doctor, doctors of optometry. Schedule an appointment today at myeyedr.com.
CB&S Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. You could say we know a thing or two about tradition. We've been family, community, and financially strong since we began in 1906. Being a team player is part of our culture. That's why at CB&S Bank, we're proud to sponsor the University of Alabama Athletics and prouder to take the field or court with you. Visit cbsbank.com today. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The way we do work has changed. Where we work, how we work, and the day-to-day challenges we face as businesses have evolved. As organizations continue to adapt, RJ Young is here to help. We're your one stop for technology solutions that power your business. Whether it's office technology and equipment, managed IT services, business process outsourcing, or digital communications, we can help make your workflows easier, faster, and more efficient so your team can focus on the core of your business. To learn more about what RJ Young can do for you, visit themodernoffice.com.
Welcome back to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. I'm Chris Stewart. So glad to have you with us for our final football regular season week. The Nick Saban Show coming up about 25 minutes from right now as the head football coach at the University of Alabama will be with us. As we said, Gary Harris is going to be our media guest from WVUA TV 23, and also very much looking forward to welcoming in now to the program from the Alabama women's soccer team. They were the SEC regular season champions. They are the number one seed in the tournament. Felicia Knox and Ashlyn Serepka are joining us from Coach Wes Hart's squad. Ladies, first of all, and we'll begin with you, Ashlyn, congratulations. Fantastic year. Exciting, and then you have to put it all in the back of your mind and just move on to the postseason. How are you able to do that and get through a couple of really tough matches to get to this quarterfinal round?
Yeah, I think for us it's just one game at a time. The tournament can be something overwhelming at times when you look at a big bracket and you're like, who are we going to face? What's going to happen? But for us, I think part of our success has just been focusing on the next opponent. So for us, it's Duke now, and just implementing, you know, what we do each and every game. So the tournament is a crazy, can be a stressful time, but for us, it's just the next game. And so we're excited to host Duke. Being the one seed and hosting through the tournament has been amazing, and in front of our fans, our crowd, and everything. So we're excited to host Duke, a big test, and we faced one other ACC opponent this season, so it'll be exciting.
Felicia, when you think about where the program has been, and I know it's been strong and reputable since you've been around, but Alabama has not been this far before. So what was it like to go into the postseason as the team that was being hunted? I'm not going to say you snuck up on people. You never do that when you're Alabama in anything. But it was different this year. How did y'all approach that?
I think as a unit, we returned a lot of mature girls, upperclassmen, and people that have been in these positions before. So we just built off of that, and their strengths helped us gain more momentum and more more chemistry amongst everybody on the team. And so I think really that is what has gotten us so far in the tournaments and everything else, because they have brought in their maturity and their the team chemistry to every game.
I know it's a team event, but you've done really well individually. I mean, you're sitting there 10th nationally, I think in points with 34, 7 goals, but it's as an assist standout where you've really made your name. 20 so far on the year to lead the NCAA, and obviously you got teammates that can put it in the net, but explain for us, you know, what it takes to be in the spot that you're in right now, besides obviously them finishing plays off.
Yeah, there's really nothing else that goes into it. Like, we practice a lot of set plays and stuff like that, but I've kind of said all year, like, if my teammates aren't in the right spot, I don't get the assists. I can put nice balls into the goal and everything, but if my teammates aren't scoring them, then I don't get the assists. So ultimately, it comes down to people like Ashlyn to finish my passes. But it's always a team effort.
Well, Ashlyn's got 9 goals this year, 6 of them game winners. Do you find your teammates looking for you when the game's on the line, or is it just worked out that way?
No, I think it just worked out that way. It's just being in the right spots at the right time, and honestly, none of it would have happened if it wasn't a team effort. And so I think each and every person fighting to the last 90 minutes and finishing off games has led to that success.
So I say looking for you are Riley, because she's got 7
yes.
game winners as well. Riley Parker's been terrific, and the two of you have been quite a combination late, but as I've looked through things over the course of the season, the team effort is unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, the depth, the balance that you have, nobody, even though Riley has been at the forefront a lot of the year, it's really across the board with this team, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think each and every person has really embraced their role this season. People coming off the bench, you know, our depth has led to amazing success. You know, when you late in the season, when you have a ton of games under your belt, bodies are hurting, people are having nagging injuries, we need that depth. And so I think each and every person brings that to the table. And I think it's such a special group just because we didn't graduate anyone. And so the team chemistry, like you mentioned, has just grown each and every game. And so to be able to play together for now 2 years has been amazing. You can really see that come out later in the season, so it's been great.
Awesome. Well, this segment of the Nick Saban Show and Hey Coach, presented by Royal Furniture, family owned and operated for 75 years. Royal Furniture has locations in Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, Memphis, and Jackson, Tennessee for your shopping convenience. Again, want to remind you, we'll have the Yellowhammer Brewing Hotline open a little bit later at 877-202-BAMA. We continue talking, though, with women's soccer standouts Felicia Knox and Ashlyn Serepka when we come back to Baumhauer's Victory Grill here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is an important message from the Mine Safety and Health Administration. Mining fatalities, accidents, and injuries are preventable. Taking a minute to approach your task safely can protect you and your fellow miners from injury and death. Staying alert and focused can keep you safe. Do it safe. Do it right. Whether buckling a seatbelt or securing equipment, these quick safety measures can prevent injuries and fatalities. Take time. Save lives. For more resources, visit MSHA.gov.
Celebrate 40 years of Baumhauer's Victory Grill this fall with new flavors, including Alabama hot chicken, fajita wraps, and of course, legendary buffalo wings. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, it's the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide, and it is also our site each and every week for Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show. Coach will be with us in just a little while, right after 7 o'clock. Gary Harris from WVUA 23 is our media guest, but we're talking Alabama women's soccer right now. Felicia Knox and Ashlyn Serepka are our guest, and we're talking about the quarterfinal round, which is set to take place Friday night, 6 o'clock, Alabama Soccer Complex. Tickets still available right now at RollTide.com. We want to make sure that is not the case when it kicks off on Friday night. We want all the tickets gone. So RollTide.com, I think it's $5 for students, $10 for adults.
I think students are free.
Students
now.
Are free. I'm sorry. Forgive me, Greg Byrne. But because I read the Byrne notice today and I got that part wrong. Maybe it's kids that aren't students. Yeah. $5. But $10 for adults. But very affordable. It's a great night. It's a great chance to see the Tide, because if you win here, you advance to the Final Four, correct? And that's going to be in North Carolina.
Yes.
And so you want Duke to go back to North Carolina, but strictly as spectators, not as participants in this thing. Tell us what you know, and we'll start with you, Ashlyn. Tell us what you know so far about Duke. Obviously very good, because they're the number two seed, as Bama is the number one seed in the region.
Yeah, they're a very good team. I was fortunate enough to play against them a couple times when I was at Virginia. And they're a team that plays really good soccer. They like to keep the ball. They want a nice, clean game, and they kind of want other teams to kind of have to adjust to their style. So I think for us, it'll be a good test to show our hunting mentality, our pressing, making the game a little bit difficult for them. So they're a team that likes to keep the ball on the ground. They like to pass, possess, and kind of create around teams. So for us, it'll be a good test.
Felicia, we've heard a lot of talk about the new faces, the change team. For you, what is it that's different about this team, this edition of the Tide, as opposed to the last couple of years?
I honestly think it's the chemistry amongst the team. We have a lot of good individuals, but I don't think the individuals are the reason why we have had so much success this season. I think it's because of the team orient and the team chemistry that we have, because we've had the same people return. We've had people come in and out, but this group is so tight and so close-knit that we just know each other's tendencies, we know each other's habits, and that's why it flows so well.
There's a culture of winning at the University of Alabama, and I realize that each sport is different, each team is different, but you understand what the standard is.
Yes, sir.
When you come to Alabama, how much did that help you as a squad to build toward what has been this year?
Honestly, this year we've gotten a lot closer with the other athletes as well, and like softball especially, we've kind of taken a couple of their, I would say, successes and stuff like that, and kind of oriented them into our play and added them to our game, and it's really helped us. And I know Wes has talked to their head coach a couple times, and we've talked to a couple of their girls, and I think honestly, like, us coming together as a unit and as an athletics as a whole has been a major part of our success this season.
For you, Ashlyn, coming to Alabama from another college, having played at the University of Virginia, what's the Alabama experience as a whole been like for you?
Oh, it's amazing. Being around a successful football program, a school that loves sports, has been so special. You know, I think for us, it's Alabama fans like to support teams that win. And for us this year, just the success that we've had, our fans have rallied around our team and has led to most of our success. Being at home in front of a huge crowd is so special. And so that's been such an amazing experience, is just how much the fans in this community just loves and supports the people around them. And so just the success that we've had and the fans rallying around us has been really special.
I keep hearing the fans, the fans, the fans, and that's another reminder of the impact they can have for you as you will have what will be the final home match of the season. Has that sunk in at all, that this is the last home match for you?
Hopeful
not the last match, period, but the last one at home, and that's going to have a special feel going into that. But there's no time to be sentimental, is there?
No. we're just excited. I think we've been even more excited that we are able to keep it at home for so long. I know in the past seasons we haven't been able to play at home as often, and it's been a big part of our success, having the fans at home and being able to sleep in our own bed and have our own routines and stuff like that. So honestly, I'll take a home game any day of the week.
I would understand that. Ladies, we're really proud of you. Congratulations on the success that you've had already. We're hoping for the absolute best with a packed house on Friday night at the Alabama Soccer Complex. Again, 6 o'clock start. Tickets available at RollTide.com. Best of luck. Congratulations again, and Roll Tide to both
Thank
of you.
You. Roll Tide.
Felicia Knox, Ashlyn Sarepka, kind enough to join us from Wes Hart's Alabama soccer team. Again, regular season SEC champions, also the top seed in their region, and taking on number 2 seed Duke on Friday night at the Alabama Soccer Complex. Again, we are so glad you are with us for more Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. We're back with more in just a moment right here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
This season, Jax is cooking up 3 ways to satisfy your hunger. Always fresh, never frozen hand-breaded chicken sandwiches. Introducing the new Hot Honey Chicken Sandwich. Sweet, kicked up, and delicious. The always fresh fan favorite cheesy bacon with crispy bacon and warm cheesy sauce. And everyone loves the Southern Fried Classic. The Jack's Chicken Sandwich Trio. Come for one or all 3. Only at Jack's. All about the South.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Make sure.
Jim. Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me.
We're on the air.
I need to try it first.
Hi, this is Coach Nick Saban. They say Coke Zero Sugar is refreshingly delicious. Does that make it the best Coke ever? Find out for yourself. Roll Tide.
In SEC sports, the ifs come at you every minute. What if your QB had released the ball a second earlier? What if the head coach hadn't used his last timeout? What if your team goes all the way this season? If you love the tradition, if you live for the rivalry, if you can't wait each week for the absolute edge of your seat action, Regions is right there with you as the official bank of the SEC.
Regions can't help you with the ifs in sports. Regions helps you embrace the if in life.
Member FDIC.
Hey, Alabama fans, this is Roger Hoover. Join me each Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Central on our CTSN Facebook page for Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR. This live streaming talk show features detailed breakdowns of each Alabama football game, plus conversations with Crimson Tide legends and a Hey Coach preview. Be sure to like the Crimson Tide Sports Network on Facebook, and each Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Central, join us to Roll Tide with Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR.
Yellowhammer Brewing is proud to sponsor the Alabama Crimson Tide. Yellowhammer Brewing has been crafting fine beers for the state of Alabama for 12 years running. Their beers include a variety of classic styles, including their latest release, Yellowhammer Gold, a light, easy-drinking American lager. These guys are local and doing great things for their community. You can find their beers at grocery stores, restaurants, and craft beer shops throughout the state. Check them out at yellowhammerbrewing.com. Make your next pint of Yellowhammer and Roll Tide.
This segment of Hey Coach is presented by My Eye Doctor. My Eye Doctor has 20 locations to make your next eye appointment convenient. Don't miss a single play this season. Eye care and eyewear really are better together at My Eye Doctor. Visit myeyedr.com to learn more. Chris Stewart back with you here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, and a chance for us here on Hey Coach to highlight a top performance of the week presented by Everwood Treatment Company. Everwood, the official treated lumber of Alabama Athletics. Everwood, wood treated right. And the Everwood Performance of the Week goes to Bama basketball freshman Brandon Miller. He was named the SEC Freshman of the Week. The 6'9 freshman from Antioch, Tennessee, averaged 23.5 points, 8 rebounds as well, in wins over South Alabama and Jacksonville State. Miller had his best game against the Gamecocks as he went for 28 on 9 of 12 shooting from the field, including 7 of 9 from three-point range. He also had the 8 boards and 3 assists in that one. Brandon and the Tide will play tomorrow night. Get a nap after, like you need me to tell you to get a nap after you eat Thanksgiving dinner. But tomorrow night, it will be a 9 o'clock central tip, 8 o'clock airtime on the network. Roger Hoover and Brian Passing will have the call from Portland, Oregon in the Phil Knight Invitational. The Tide taking on Michigan State in the opening game of that event, or the opening game for the Tide anyway in that event. That is the Everwood Performance of the Week. Everwood, wood treated right. Hey, do want to remind you that if you are coming to the Iron Bowl Saturday, remember that Bryant Denny Stadium has 6 security checkpoints. Please enter the stadium at the first security checkpoint you come to, and then go to the gate indicated on your ticket. Your ticket will only scan at the gate listed on your ticket. So remember, screen, go, scan. You're listening to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. You can do that now here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Picture yourself here. White sugar sand beach, clear blue-green water. This is Pensacola. It's the way to beach. Experience what's waiting at visitpensacola.com.
Producing championship-quality lumber is not an easy process, but at Everwood Treatment Company, it's our only process. Wood treated right. Everwood is championship-quality lumber for decks, outdoor structures, commercial jobs, and more that you can build your reputation on. No rot, no decay, no termites, no problems. Just wood treated right. To locate your local Everwood store, visit everwoodtreatment.com. Everwood Treatment, official lumber of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
The elephant, powerful, relentless, a beast with brains. When the earth starts to tremble and the distant rumble grows, get ready. The Crimson Tide is coming. This Alabama tradition is brought to you by your local Ford dealer, proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Find great offers on Ford F-150 trucks at buyfordnow.com today. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for more information.
Hi, my name is Jackie, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A peppermint chip milkshake is the whipped cream and the cherry on top. It's like a little bow on top of this great present of peppermint chip goodness. It tastes like the holidays.
Hey, my name is Chandler, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A peppermint chip milkshake is the little pieces of the peppermint that you get. For me, no milkshake is topping the peppermint chip milkshake.
Order a Chick-fil-A peppermint chip milkshake on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Picture yourself here. This mental getaway brought to you by visitpensacola.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Tonight, we welcome in our media guest presented by CB&S Bank. Bank anywhere at any time with CB&S Bank's digital solutions. Managing your finances has never been so easy. Our media guest, a familiar name. If you've been following the Crimson Tide for any length of time, certainly here in Tuscaloosa, Gary Harris, sports director, WVUA Television. Great to see you, sir. How you been?
Doing great, Chris.
This is the familiar slot for you, right? Iron Bowl week is the one you normally get, I believe.
I think so, for the majority of times I've been on the show, because I'm in town.
Exactly. That
helps. Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Correct.
And we don't have the normal flood of media that we have coming in. So Josh called or texted me Monday and said, do you want to do it? And I jumped
on
the chance. Every opportunity I get. So, but, yeah, this is my usual slot.
25 years covering Alabama football and Crimson Tide athletics for WVUA. And I know, having been a friend of yours for a long time, it's something that you not only take a lot of pride in, but you take great responsibility, understanding that how much this program and the university means within this community.
Yeah, I've seen a lot. You know, and you, like you said, you and I go way back to days when you were starting out in radio and I was working over in Mississippi, and we'd see each other down at the university. Well, then it was Livingston University, the University
sure
of West Alabama.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but when I got to Tuscaloosa, you know, it's how much time has passed. Mike Dubos was the football coach.
Right.
And so I've been through Coach Dubos and Coach Fran and Coach Price. Coach Shula.
There have been a few.
Finally, stability.
And then some.
And in 2007, when Coach Saban got here, I think you and I even discussed it then, we knew what was coming to some degree.
Sure.
I mean, I think we knew there was going to be success. There was going to be winning. There was going to be a chance for the program to stabilize and get back to where a lot of people wanted it. I don't know that anybody could have forecast this type of success, because I do think that it's not normal. The college football is not designed to have one team be this good for this long. And we're seeing it this year. Alabama's lost two games, and all the questions on all the analysis shows are what's wrong with Alabama. And everybody in this league, other than Georgia, got to give them credit, has two losses or more. So even in a down year, supposedly, Alabama's still kind of the top of the pile. It's just been unbelievable.
Gary, let's pause right now. 10 seconds for station identification here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. I need it. I will. Hey, remember, Tide fans, if you're looking for a place to tailgate for the Iron Bowl, we invite you to Druid City Social on Saturday, November 26th for Bud Light's Iron Bowl tailgate featuring live music and ice-cold Bud Lights leading up to kickoff. We're coming back and talking with Coach Nick Saban next on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Stay cool with York Ice Company, the official ice supplier of the Crimson Tide. Whether you need ice in bulk on a construction site, in your restaurant or convenience store, or just at home for your next family event or tailgate, be sure to trust the same exceptional service the Tide does with a locally owned company. York Ice has been keeping Alabama cool since 1990 and can help with your needs across the state, all from their convenient location in downtown Tuscaloosa. York Ice Company is a proud supporter of the Crimson Tide. Visit them at yorkicecompany.com for more information.
Finding that missing shin guard, remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Visit autoowners.com to find a local agent today.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe, because that's your life. The other part of it is, if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
Farm Safe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, everybody. Alabama coach Nick Saban here.
This is the Nick Saban Show.
Roll Tide.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Presented by Alpha Insurance. For the best agents in the business, call Alpha. Also brought to you by Yellow Hammer Brewing. Brewed locally in Alabama and served to fans across the Southeast.
Welcome once again, everybody, to the Nick Saban Show live at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Our show is presented by Alpha Insurance. I'm Chris Stewart, filling in for Eli Gold. Gary Harris, sports director at WVUA Television, is our media guest as Coach Nick Saban is making his way into the restaurant here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Not surprising, another packed house here at Bob's Place, and we're glad to have you with us and always glad to welcome in the head coach of the Crimson Tide. Coach, happy Thanksgiving day early, and great to have you with us once again.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm a routine guy, so this is Wednesday. It's not Thursday.
That's right.
I'm sorry I'm a little late, but happy Thanksgiving to all the folks out there. You know, this is a wonderful time of the year for us to have gratitude for all the things that we have, all the great relationships, the family. I know we spend a lot of time thinking about, you know, things that we don't have. The next couple of days, we got to think about all the things we do have and be very thankful that we have them.
You talk about the routine, Coach. How, if at all, does it adjust for your team?
Well, the only thing we do differently, really, is tomorrow we move practice up a little so the players get out a little earlier, an hour and a half, 2 hours earlier than they usually do, so they can get, maybe if they live in a two-hour radius, they get home for Thanksgiving. A lot of the players' families actually come here for Thanksgiving, especially when we're going to have a home game. And then for all the players who don't have any place to go, they come to the coach's house. I think we're going to have 19, you know, players over tomorrow after practice, and all the other coaches will have players over too. So we want to make it as much as family as we can. And then on Friday at 1 o'clock, when everybody reports back, we have a family turkey dinner for everybody and all the kids and families and coaches and players and all that. So try to make it as much as we can like it and like a holiday, but at the same time not lose focus on, you know, what we're trying to accomplish on Saturday.
Sure. Absolutely. Gary?
Well, since it is Thanksgiving tomorrow, I'm going to start off with a light question on Thanksgiving. At the Saban household, is it stuffing or is it dressing? And I'm sure you probably got that one before, but which is it? Or do you know?
It's dressing and gravy to me.
Turkey and dressing.
But it's really not my call, if you want to know the truth.
That's what I was going to say. It's whatever Terry says it is.
Yeah. So, yeah, but when you have this many players over, you know, you got to have it catered in anyway.
Yeah. When did you start doing that, the routine with that from a coaching standpoint?
We've done it as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, it's a little different now, too, that we used to have fall break coincided with when we had a bye week. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the players didn't have school. So that was a good time for them to be able to go home and have a break. Well, since COVID came, we don't have school the whole week of Thanksgiving, this whole week.
Right.
So the players didn't have fall break, and they can't go home this week because we have a game. So hopefully maybe one of these days we'll get back to the old schedule. For football, it was better. I'm sure a lot of the students like it the way it is now, though, too.
We got the first question out of the way, and it was brought to us tonight by Alabama 811. Alabama 811 is proudly supporting former Tide running back Kerry Good in his ALS fundraising challenge against a former Auburn player. Visit the KerryandGaryChallenge.com to learn more. Coach, also a tradition. We know you like routine. We're not going to mess that up. The Yellowhammer Brewing Hotline is open, 877-202-BAMA, and that means the first question comes from Grand Bay Pee Wee. You're talking with Coach.
Hey, Coach, how you doing, sir?
Good, Pee Wee. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'd just like to say happy Thanksgiving as well to everybody out there. And we'd especially like to thank you and Miss Terry for everything that you do for our players tomorrow as well as the rest of the coaching staff. I know that's a really big deal to them, and it's just fantastic that y'all do that. The question I wanted to ask was, you know, you've got a team coming in here that's been on the upside for the past couple of weeks after they've had turmoil in here, and they really don't have nothing to lose in any way that they do. Does it affect any way that you prepare for this game?
Well, you know, when you prepare for any game, all you can control is what you can control. You know, you can't control what the other team's circumstances are, what they think. You have to control what you can control, which means you have to prepare very well for the game. We got to practice well. We got to do simple better when it comes to blocking and tackling and being physical and winning on a line of scrimmage, because, you know, that's what they've gotten better at. You know, they're running the ball. The quarterback can run. I mean, he's a good passer too, but a very athletic guy. They've got good backs, and they played, you know, physical downhill football in the last, you know, three games, and it's been very successful for them. So we're going to have to match, you know, that intensity based on what we do. We can't really, you know, I mean, every team you play, everybody wants to beat us, and this is even a rivalry game where each team wants to have even more motivation to try to do well. So we have to control, what we do, how we prepare, how we play. We expect it to be a very physical, difficult game, and our players, you know, have to be ready for it.
All right, serious football question now. In the last couple of years, we've gone from a system that was basically in place for a long, long time, and now we have NIL, we have the portal, and NIL, you've talked about Bryce Young's a perfect example of how it should work. And yet we know a lot of people are using it as a recruiting incentive. And then in the portal, we compared it to free agency in the NFL, but free agency has rules. There are restrictions. In the portal, you can just go. We see people on social media already today saying, hey, I'm going to be available in the portal next week. A lot of people say something needs to be done, but the question I always have is who's going to do what? Is there anybody that can even change the rules that are in place now?
Well, I think you explained some of the circumstances around the situation very well. And I think the only way that something can be done is probably has to be done on the federal level, because these circumstances were not created by the NCAA. They were laws, right, that were put in place for people's rights to work and make money. I don't think the intention is to have collectives where you can actually create opportunities for players to make money and then actually use those opportunities to try to get guys to come to your school. I don't think that was the case. You know, somebody told me there's already 1,500 guys in the portal, and you know, unless you're within a year of graduation, you can't even get in the portal until December 5th. So what's to say that when you use the word free agency, why is a guy a free agent? He wants to see what his value is. Can I get more money someplace else than I could get here? I'm talking about in the NFL. So what is for people not to do the same thing in college now and say, I'm just going to put my name in a portal and see if somebody will pay me more to go someplace else than what it is here? I don't think that's what college football is supposed to be. I don't think this is what anybody intended this to be. I don't think that it can change until we do something probably on the federal level, because it is the law. And I'm all for players making money. I'm all for players using their name, image, and likeness. And if it has value and they created value because of what they did as a college football player, you use Bryce Young, Will Anderson, same thing. A lot of players on our team have created value for themselves by how they play. And people want to use their name, image, and likeness to, you know, promote whatever. I think that's a good thing, and I'm all for it. But I'm not really for using these things to encourage people to go to a school relative to what they'll get for going to the school. We spent my entire life trying to get alumni and people and money out of recruiting. And guys should make decisions on where they can create the most value for their future, because that's really why you go to college. We all went to college, whichever one of us went to college, to create value for our future. We wanted to have a better life, because we created value, whether it was playing sports and learning lessons of life and being part of a team, or if we didn't play sports, we were getting an education so that we could develop a career that would give us an opportunity to have success in our life. So, and it creates a legacy. You know, that's the thing that's so important about graduation to me for the players on our team. And I tell the players this all the time. If you graduate, your whole family will go to college. You know, Mohsin Mohammed is a great example. When I was a first-year head coach at Michigan State, he had a legal charge. I won't get into that. And everybody, including the president of the university, thought I should kick him off the team. And I suspended him for a game or whatever, and he went on to play 15 years in the NFL. He graduated from Michigan State. And I, 4 or 5 years ago, I went to Charlotte, because he played for the Carolina Panthers all those years, to receive an award or something for the Nagurski Trophy or something. I don't know. I can't remember exactly what it was. Who's standing at the steps when I walk in the building? Mohsin. I hadn't seen him for 15 years since Michigan State. And he looks at me and he says, I want to thank you for not kicking me off the team. I have 7 children. They all graduated from college. One of them from Stanford. One of them's going to law school. I was like, if I'd have kicked this guy off the team, would any of that have happened? Would any of that have happened? So it's so important, I think, from a legacy standpoint, that we create value when we're going to college, that you graduate. So that's going to affect everybody in your family and in your life in the future. So, and that's what college is all about, really.
Fantastic stuff. Coach, let's go to the phones, 877-202-BAMA, the Yellowhammer Brewing Hotline. We head to Clarksville, Tennessee. Patrick, you're on with Coach.
First of all, I want to tell you how much I appreciate you being our coach at the University of Alabama. You are truly the heart of our program.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
So now to the question, Coach. You said that our players seemed anxious before the Tennessee game. How did you get them ready for a energized Auburn team under Coach Cadillac Williams?
Well, I think our players have a lot of pride. I think they want to finish the season. They have an opportunity. They understand that, you know, one of the things that's always remembered about your team at Alabama is how did you do in the Iron Bowl? I mean, I think that's something that everybody's going to remember. You know, all the former players here, you know, when you talk to them, when they talk to play for Coach Bryan or whomever, it always comes up, you know, how they do against in the Iron Bowl. And I think our players understand that. We have quite a few players that have been in this game before. They know what a physical, tough game it is. But, you know, I think the other thing is, you know, I think our players want to win 10 games. I think that, you know, maybe our goals and aspirations was to get in the SEC championship game, to win the West, see if we get in playoffs and all that. But we also have an opportunity to win 10 games, which I think we've done for quite a few years. I think they have a lot of pride in that. I think they have a lot of pride in, you know, the whole culture of the organization and how you represent it and how they want to represent it. And it's a part of their legacy in terms of how they finish the season. So this game is very big to them, and they have been really good at practice this week in terms of their focus, attention to detail, energy level, and, you know, all that type of stuff. So you got to keep it up and until you get the job done.
We'll have more with head coach Nick Saban here from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa right after this on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
When you open a crisp, cold Bud Light, you know game day is here.
Touchdown! You owe me $5.
We mean every sound. Enjoy responsibly. 2022 Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Introducing new Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda Variety Pack. You hear that? It's seltzer with the pop of soda, all with zero sugar. Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda, the loudest flavors ever. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda, IRC Beers, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to win free Alabama gear? Visit HansonSupertex.com/RollTide. Whatever your home services needs, just call the Supertex at Hanson. Home with a $25 service call. Let the Hanson Supertex put your mind and wallet at ease while keeping you cool this football season. From AC repair and maintenance to plumbing and electrical, they do it all with the experience and expertise you can trust. Schedule your service today. Visit HansonSupertex.com/RollTide. The official AC partner of Alabama Athletics. Alabama license number 99172.
What is the secret to SEC domination? Fierce training, grit, integrity, pride. What's the secret to snack perfection? Quality, freshness, flavor. At Golden Flake, we focus on simple Southern goodness, crunching the competition. So when it's time to huddle up, grab your favorite bag of Golden Flake or any of our other delicious snacks from the Utz family of brands and let the game begin. Golden Flake, celebrating 65 years as the official chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
The excitement of our championship teams is in full force.
But the battle against COVID-19 isn't finished, as the need to protect our community is still ongoing. I'm Jordan Battle.
And I'm Henry Tolotolo. We're here to remind fans across Alabama to protect those around you by getting your COVID-19 vaccine and any boosters.
Free vaccinations are available for everyone 6 months and older at county health departments and in retail locations within your communities. Visit alcovidvaccine.gov for more information.
Stay safe and roll tide.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Brian Young in the pistol formation. Bryce getting the snap, wanting to throw. Looking left side, that ball is going to be caught. Touchdown, Jermaine Burton, giving Alabama a 13-0 lead. Another Bama highlight presented by Yellowhammer Brewing Company. Brewed locally in Alabama and served to fans across the Southeast. Hey, I want to correct something I said earlier. I think I mentioned Bama basketball, the men's team playing tomorrow night in the first round of the Phil Knight Invitational out in Portland. They do play tomorrow night against Michigan State, but it is an 8:30 Central pregame show. 9:30 is the tip-off. I think I said those times wrong, but it's 8:30 for the pregame coverage. Roger Hoover and Brian Passink will have the call from Portland. 9:30 Central, the tip-off for Alabama and Michigan State. Looking forward to that one as the Crimson Tide comes in ranked 18th in the country. We're talking, of course, football here during the Nick Saban Show, though, as the head coach of the Crimson Tide is with us here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. I'm Chris Stewart. Gary Harris, sports director, WVUA Television, is our CBNS Bank media guest of the night. And, Gary, we'll let you ask the first one in this segment for Coach.
Thank you, Chris. And, Coach, having covered you, I know you don't live in the past. You don't look too far ahead in the future. You're all about the present. But it is Iron Bowl week. When you got here in 07, Auburn had won 5 in a row. You lost a tough one at Jordan-Hare that first year. Then in 2008, with a 6-game losing streak against Auburn, 10-0 at half. I remember they missed a field goal right before the half. In the second half, Glenn Coffey ran wild, 36-0. Just looking back on that, not necessarily your emotions, because you were still relatively new to the rivalry, but for the players that had lost time and again, what was that moment in the locker room like after you won that game?
Well, I think that it's hard to explain, you know, sometimes the emotion that players have when they really work hard to try to accomplish something. And, you know, every failure has an opportunity. I love it when I see our players really, really get excited, really having fun in the locker room because they have a feeling of accomplishing something of significance. That they worked really hard for. And I know how happy it makes fans, and I know how much, you know, people get disappointed when we don't have success. But, you know, just multiply that by maybe about 100 times. And now you get what it means to the players because they put their heart and soul, you know, into it, not just for a game, but for an entire season, for an entire year, the off-season program, summer conditioning, you know, all the things that they do to prepare themselves to try to develop. So they have an opportunity to be successful when the time comes. So This is something as a coach, all right, that you really want for the players more than anything else. You know, I'm a competitor. I love winning. I'm not going to deny that. But at the same time, it makes me happier to see the players happy when they accomplish something of significance and they're really, really happy about it, because that's really what it's all about, because I see how hard they work. I know how much it means to them. And, you know, sometimes as a coach, you just want to do as much as you can to help them get there.
Coach, let's get to the first question of the night from the Nick Saban Show thread at AL.com. It's from Tim in Sylacauga, and he says, "Hey, Coach, in advance of tomorrow's holiday, I'm curious, what are some of the things that you are thankful for? We're especially thankful for you in Roll Tide." That's from Tim in Sylacauga, Alabama.
Wow, I don't know where to start. I would think the first thing is relationships. You know, I think, you know, Miss Terry, our children, our grandchildren, a family, mom, you know, all the friendships that you have, the relationships that you have, people who care about you, not because you're the coach at Alabama, but because of, you know, who you are and what you stand for, what you try to do to help and serve other people. I think those are probably the things that I'm most thankful for, because really that's where most of the happy sad comes from. You know, you're happy when those people are happy. You're happy when you can help those people. You know, you're sad when they suffer. So I think that's probably the thing I'm most thankful for. And it's probably the thing that I pray the most for, that those relationships can all, and friends too, we'll all be healthy and happy and have great lives.
Speaking of relationships, Coach, we've had a great one with Crimson Tide Sports Network for years, and you have as well, with the gentleman that I'm told is here tonight. I haven't seen him yet. Bob Baumhauer is our host, and we get a chance to do the show from here, and there is Bob.
Hey, Bob.
How can I miss him?
How you doing, buddy?
Coach, he's been great to us, and I know great to you as well.
Yeah, he's a great player, great representative of the University of Alabama. I know it means a lot to him. This is a great venue he has here, and he's very successful. And we appreciate him being a friend, and we appreciate his support. So thanks, Bob.
And appreciate the wings as well. Does them better than anybody. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate you very much. Let's go back to the phones. Our Yellowhammer Brewing Hotline, Greg in Leighton, Alabama. How you doing, Greg?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Good. You're on with Coach.
Hey, Coach, I want to congratulate y'all on another tremendous year. I think y'all did great this year. The Texas game was probably my favorite game of the whole year. But I wanted to ask, how are our injured players this week? Are they looking good in practice?
The injured players in practice. Yeah, most of the players have practiced this week. You know, Gibbs, Steen.
Eli Ricks.
You know, the guys are out there practicing, so I don't even think about whether they played last week or not. We're just getting ready to, you know, go this week. So we've got a few guys that are still on the shelf, but for the most part, all the guys that we just mentioned are back practicing and I think able to play.
Coach, I want to kind of play off that for a second. The trust that you have in your medical staff, you've got a great orthopedic team, but Jeff Allen heads up the sports medicine team. And I've heard you talk about it. I've seen it myself. The level of trust you have with him, you're not telling him if a guy's going to play, they're telling you if a guy is available to play and is able to go.
Yeah, we never make medical decisions. You know, we have a great medical staff. It starts with Jeff Allen and his staff, which is our training staff. They do a phenomenal job with our players, not just on the physical side of it, but also on the mental health side of it and the development. We have a whole mental health, psychiatry, psychology, how to grow and develop personally and all those kinds of things. But, you know, Dr. Andrews and Dr. Kane, their operation, Dr. Kane mostly with us. The most important thing with your medical staff is the players trust the medical staff. Because if you lose trust in a medical staff and if you don't take care of guys the right way, you don't get MRIs, you don't have them see the doctor, you don't give them peace of mind to know that they're okay to perform, then they're not going to trust you. And you can't just say, hey, you're okay to play, and a guy's got a bad shoulder and he really shouldn't be playing. You're going to lose trust with those people. And I think that our people have done a phenomenal job of that. And they also do a phenomenal job when we do get players injured of, I don't think you can get any better medical attention than you can get from Dr. Cain and his group, Dr. Andrews and his group. I mean, all the NFL players. You know, when I was the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, and we were either going to sign Drew Brees as a free agent or trade for Culpepper, they were both injured. One, Culpepper had a knee. Drew Brees tore his shoulder up recovering a fumble the year before. And I had to fly to Birmingham, talk to Dr. Andrews and Dr. King, because they operate on both of them. And that's the kind of level of expertise, you know, we're fortunate enough to have here from a medical standpoint, and our players believe in them and trust in them. And we've had numerous players that are playing in the NFL now who's had significant injuries, and it didn't affect their future and their career. I can't tell you how fortunate we are to have such a great medical staff, starting with the trainers, doctors, from top to bottom, they're first class.
Coach, let's go back to the phones. Harrison in Florence is not there. I'm so sorry. Before we go to Harrison, forgive me. We've got a young man here on site. Go ahead, buddy. Tell Coach your name and ask your question.
Hi, my name is Chase, and I just want to bring up that my team won the championship this year. How do you think Bryce Young will play for the last and final game this year?
Oh, Bryce. I think Bryce has gotten better and better. Especially from his injury back in the Arkansas game. It took a while for him to get back to where he could practice and do the things he needed to do to prepare for a game. And I think that he'll play, you know, really, really well. I think Auburn's got a really good defense. They do a nice job, especially up front. So it'll be challenging, but I think that he'll do extremely well. He's done a great job not only in how he's played for us at Alabama, winning the Heisman Trophy while he was here, but you couldn't ask for a more classy guy to represent your organization than what Bryce Young and his family have been to Alabama.
Good job, buddy. Thank you so much. Harrison, my apologies for the false start. Flag me for that one. But go ahead. Give Coach your question, Harrison.
Not a problem, Chris. Thanks so much for taking my call. Coach, how are you tonight?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Sir. I got a quick question about Auburn's offense. I looked up some stats a couple of days ago, and they got two good rushers, obviously Tank Bigsby. I know you're no stranger to him. And also Jarquez Hunter. I think both of those guys rushed for over 100 yards last week against Western Kentucky. And I was just wanting to see what stands out to you about both of these guys in the backfield, and also how do you get your defense ready to face a team like Auburn with two really effective rushers who were probably different in terms of style and things that they do, but how do you get your defense ready for multiple effective rushers like they have?
Right. Well, I think, you know, what we're going to face in this game Saturday is completely different than what we faced. First of all, you mentioned two really good runners, right? But they use big people in a lot of circumstances. They use a lot of tight ends, create a lot of different formation multiples that are different than what you see when you're playing against the spread. So, and they try to be physical. You know, Tank's are really good in, out, make you miss. Lateral change of direction, has a burst kind of a guy, can run with a little bit of power, not easy to tackle. The other guy is 27, is a downhill, I mean, tough physical. Lower your pads, try to run over you if he needs to. And they have developed this mentality of running the ball in these last, you know, three games that has been very effective for them. You couple that with a quarterback who's really, really athletic and can really run himself. And now you can utilize some quarterback runs to complement those guys running. They're still very capable of throwing the ball, and he's the quarterback's capable of throwing the ball. I don't mean to mislead you when I say, but he is a really good athlete and he is a really good runner. And they use a lot of personnel groups that we have not faced. And that's been one of the challenges this week, to try to get the players in tune to the kind of plays that they're going to see, which we haven't seen those kind of plays all year.
All right, Coach, sit tight. We'll be back with more in just a moment from Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Tuscaloosa, continuing with more of the Nick Saban Show on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. At Cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. Proud partner of Crimson Tide Sports Network. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Trustmark is the bank that fits you to a
T.
You can bank right on your phone or
tablet
with the My Trustmark app. Our mortgage lenders will help you buy your dream
two-story tutor.
And Trustmark Tailored Wealth offers
tried and true
advice that makes
transforming
your future a piece of
toast.
Nice. Trustmark. People you trust. Advice that works. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Royal Furniture is proud to support the University of Alabama and head coach Nick Saban. Just like the Crimson Tide, no one can beat Royal Furniture. Royal has the largest selection of in-stock and on-sale furniture available for immediate pickup or delivery. Don't wait a full football season to get your furniture at the other guys. Get it today at Royal Furniture. Royal offers 0% interest, 0% financing with no money down. Visit our locations in Birmingham and Tuscaloosa or royalfurniture.com today. Roll Tide!
Oh Camry, oh Camry, and Highlander and RAV4, and Corolla and even more, available at Toyota-thon.
Get 1.9% APR for 36 months on a new 2022 Toyota RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer valid through November 30th, 2022. Zero down for well-qualified buyers with approved credit and financing through Southeast Toyota Finance. $2,860 monthly payment for every $1,000 financed. Excludes tax, tag, registration, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
DeLillo looking left side, has a man there, but he's got it picked off. Kool-Aid with a pick, 30, 40, midfield. Kool-Aid tripped up as he gets near the 45-yard line. This segment of the Nick Saban Show is brought to you by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. With zero sugar and refreshingly delicious, is Coca-Cola Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? We'll find out for yourself. Chris Stewart back with you here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, continuing with the Nick Saban Show. Gary Harris, sports director, WVUA Television, is our media guest. Coach Saban here as well, of course. And our second question from the Nick Saban Show thread at AL.com, Coach, comes from Bobby in Albany, Georgia. And Bobby asked, when you had to sit out the last home game against Auburn in 2020, are you personally excited to coach this one on the sidelines at Bryant-Denny Stadium? Thank you, and roll Tide. That was a different day for sure.
Yeah, but I was more there than people know.
I'm sure.
Or I'm allowed to say. So, you know, it was interesting to be able to watch the game at home because, you know, the delayed telecast on TV. I had the TV. I had the regular copy as we filmed the game. All right, so that comes on instantly. So I had that on one monitor. All right, so then there's like a 2 or 3 second delay before the play comes up on TV.
Right.
So I could watch the play, and it was like instant replay, you know, where you get to see it the next time. And then, you know, Terry was downstairs cheering, and I was upstairs not saying what I was doing.
Fair enough. Coach, let's head to Selma.
Roy. But to answer the question, I am excited to be on the sidelines for this game, believe me.
We're excited you're there as well. Roy's in Selma. Go ahead, Roy.
I ain't going to ask how you're doing because we already heard that. But one of the last calls there, we need to keep all injuries totally confidential on that. But also, I'm coming to Saban Town on Saturday for my 47th consecutive Iron Bowl. I know you don't have an extra ticket, so we'll go to the next question. Do you get to spend any time with your immediate family during, you know, Thanksgiving? And how much physical practice does the players get from the first game we had until now?
Okay, so
how much practice is there from the first game until now? I guess from a physical standpoint.
Oh, it's... We practice on Monday, and spider pads, which is just these little things that are like small foam shoulder pads and helmets. And we probably practice for an hour and 20 minutes. We practice for 2 hours in pads on Tuesday, 2 hours in pads on Wednesday, and probably an hour and a half on Thursday in shoulder pads and helmets, which we call shells. So if you want it, and then we have a walkthrough on Friday, which lasts 40 minutes. So how would you add that up for the season? But we do that each and every week, and in each one of those days, we have certain things that we want to try to accomplish with the players, starting with the scouting report on Monday in the meeting. The first thing we do is watch the previous game. Then we do the scouting report of the next team. We show them film clips of what they need to know. We install basic game plan, and then we go out and walk through it and practice it on Monday. And so then we, you know, each day we do first down, second long, goal line, short yardage on Tuesday. We do red area and third down to like today, Wednesday. And tomorrow we'll do 2-minute, 2-point plays and review everything that we've done all week long. And then Friday we walk through it again. So the cumulative effect of that. But what we never do is play more than, I'm going to say, 4 games without giving the players 2 days off. So if we play 2 or 3 games in a row, then we won't practice on Monday. All we'll do is do a walkthrough. Because 2 days off probably do the players 10 times more good, not 2 times more good, than 1 day off. So, and it's just a thing that I've learned through the years that, you know, your team can get wore down. And in the old days, you didn't have any scientific evidence to tell you that. But we get catapult numbers on guys every day. We actually give an award because we know how fast guys are running down on a kickoff team. They all have GPS on their deal. All right, so if you can run 21.4 as fast as you can run on GPS, which is pretty fast, and you're running down on a kickoff at 18.7, you ain't running as fast as you can run. All right, so we never had that in the past. You know, you had to do everything was the eye test. Same thing with how much a guy should weigh. You know, you just look at him and say, oh, I think he should lose 10 pounds. Now we have scientific evidence of body fat, muscle mass, hydration, all these things that tell you exactly what a guy should make, weigh, what he should eat to eliminate body fat, what he should do to create muscle mass, and so you're the most efficient. So we never had that in the past. So we can actually measure, and we have a baseline on every player on our team. All right, this is your baseline for explosive power, this is your baseline for strength, and this is your baseline for speed. So we have a baseline for every player on the team. We evaluate that every week. All right, so if a guy's going down from his baseline, he's obviously being overworked, over-practiced, or too tired, playing too many plays in a game, whatever it might be. So we might minimize that guy's workload, all right, to try to get him back where he needs to be. And then, so it's a much more scientific approach that you can look at. And if they ever come in and tell me, you know, we got a lot of guys on our team that are, you know, down in speed, down in explosive power, down in movement, which we do a report on every week, then we're going to practice less and give them more time off to try to get them to recover. Because it's not the fact that they're not in condition. They're in condition. It's how much do you wear them out. And the physical part of football is not an easy game. It's a physical, tough game to play. Especially in a tough league when you play good teams.
No question. Coach, we've got a young man down here in the front that's got a question for you. Go ahead, buddy.
What are some of the challenges that you see against Auburn this week?
Yeah, well, I think, first of all, controlling the line of scrimmage is probably the biggest challenge, and that's a really good question. In fact, you know, maybe we should put you up here with these guys asking the questions because it was one of the better questions we've had all night.
Easily.
But anyway, I think controlling the line of scrimmage because they're going to try to run the ball. And if they can do that effectively, that's going to create a lot of opportunities for them from a down and distance standpoint to even have shots that make an explosive plays because, you know, teams that run the ball effectively usually have good play action passes to try to hit big plays against you. So that's going to be really important on defense. I think on offense, you know, the strength of their defense, I mean, they got a good defense, but they got good guys up front. So we're going to have to control the line of scrimmage offensively so that we can run the ball effectively and create balance, keep them off balance so that we can make our passing game more effective. And I don't think you can turn the ball over, right? Just like last week's game. You know, we scored 34 points in a game instead of a lot more points because we turned the ball over three times in a game, once on special teams and twice, you know, on offense with a fumble and an interception. And all those drives would have probably resulted in points. So, and we actually do an evaluation of every turnover that we get, what's the result of that? What's the value of that? And, you know, it comes up to about 4.5 points. Every time you give the other team the ball, what is the value of that? What is the result of that over the course of the season? And it's usually 3 or 4 points. So there's nothing more significant than turnovers. So I would say controlling the line of scrimmage, taking care of the ball, and winning a turnover battle will be really important.
When we come back, this young man will be up here with Coach. Gary and I are going to go hang out with Bob, and we'll wrap things up with the head man at the University of Alabama next here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Chris Jakimick, I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA, is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Handoff will go to him again. Tries to get to the edge, does. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, touchdown. Jace McClellan, the touchdown run, a block on the edge from the receiver, Isaiah Bond, and Bama adds to its lead. It's 23-0. This is the Nick Saban Show presented by Alpha Insurance for Auto, Home, and Life Insurance. Call Alpha. Let's get our final call of the night from Cumming, Georgia. Natan, you are up with Coach.
Hi. I just came from Alabama, and it was a very beautiful state. And I wanted to ask you, what's your strategy going into the game against Auburn?
That's the strategy going into the game against Auburn, Coach.
Well, the strategy is you'd like for the team to execute and play as well as they're capable of playing. Everybody's all in, energy, enthusiasm, focus on doing their job, do simple things better, block, tackle, be more physical. I think that, you know, we're always trying to do quality control on what we do, what we play, plays we run on offense, formations we run. Things we do on defense, how can we complement those things with what the other team does, and how can that help our players, help us put our players in a better chance to be successful. So all those combination of things comes down to the strategy of, you know, how you're going to have success in the game. But I do think the question before that the young man asked about winning on the line of scrimmage, being able to control the line of scrimmage, turnovers and explosive plays. You know, those three things are probably going to be as critical as anything in this game. And, you know, players have to be aware of that. I mean, you know, turning the ball over is you know, critical and sometimes can be avoided by doing fundamental things correctly. Just like, you know, we lost the punt last week because, A, the punt returner could have caught the ball, chose not to catch it. If he's going to not catch it, he's got to give what we call a Peter signal, which means get away from the ball. And it notifies everybody that's trying to block for him that I'm not fielding the ball. It's going to hit the ground. You got to get away from it. Well, we didn't either one. Right? We didn't catch the ball, and we didn't give the signal. So what happens? The ball hits the ground, hits one of our players who has no idea that the guy's not going to catch the ball. All right, so that could be avoided with better fundamental execution of what you do. And those are the kind of things that I think become critical, you know, in games like this, that players can stay focused on, you know, doing things the right way. Playing with energy and enthusiasm and emotion is really important, but channeling those things in the right direction is even more important.
Gary, last question from you.
Carnell Williams question, Coach. You recruited him out of Etowah High School when you were at LSU. You evaluated him for the draft, even though you took Ronnie Brown, and he's laughed about that this week. But just the job he's done, taking over as a running backs coach, being put in that position to rally that team. I mean, they've played hard all year. You said that earlier this week. But the enthusiasm, the excitement that he's brought to that program, just your thoughts on the job that he's done.
Well, I think he's done a phenomenal job. I mean, their guys are, you know, really – I mean – you look at the competitive character of a team, and I think that is a reflection on how someone is impacting the team. And, you know, we spend most of our time looking at the last, you know, three or four games that they've played, and not necessarily the first games that they played, so I'm not making a comparison, but their players are really playing hard. They're playing good football. They're playing together as a unit. They have confidence. They believe in each other, and that's why they've, you know, won two out of the last three games they played, and the one they lost in overtime. So they're playing really well right now, and I think you got to give, you know, Cadillac a lot of credit for that, because that's not an easy situation that he sort of inherited relative to a changing of the guard right in the middle of the season. And to get the players to rally for him in a positive way speaks volumes of, you know, the kind of competitive character he has.
Coach, we'll have another show. It'll be either a playoff show or a bowl show, depending on what transpires. But the last one that we will have here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill with you for the year. So our final word for the final time here, and it's presented by Mercedes-Benz.
Well, I certainly appreciate the support that everybody's given our team, you know, all year long. I know they appreciate it. But this would be like, you know, icing on the cake relative to what this team has tried to accomplish and what they've tried to do. So, you know, the energy and enthusiasm that you can bring to the game, and it's for 60 minutes until we sort of can get the job done, however we got to get it done, I know will be appreciated, and I know would have a tremendous impact on the energy and enthusiasm of our team and our players and our ability to sustain momentum in the game. You know, I think that's one of the most important things about competitive environments. All right, whoever can sustain the momentum in the game, because there's going to be ups and downs in the game, but who can sustain the momentum of the game for 60 minutes in the game is so important. And when you have a great home crowd, you know, that is something that's very helpful to the players. And I know this is something our players would like to accomplish, and your support and them helping them accomplish it would be certainly appreciated.
We always appreciate you, Coach. Thank you so very much. Happy Thanksgiving as well. Coach Nick Saban with us here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And again, hey, Coach, the Nick Saban Show are presented by Alpha Insurance. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Get a quote or find a local agent at alphainsurance.com. Gary Harris is still with us. We're back with more in a moment on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Go outside, I wanna be. Felt so much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We've all been caught up in the little chores that pile up every day. The dishes in the sink, the trash that needs taking out, the pesky check engine light. Isn't it time to make a change and escape to a whole new world of possibilities? Where there's dinner without dishes, nights filled with adventure, and every day you feel like a winner. A little change can go a long way when you escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and WindCreekCasino.com.
Finding that missing shin guard, remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Visit autoowners.com to find a local agent today.
This Saturday's game day forecast for Alabama versus Auburn is brought to you by Barclay GMC in Tuscaloosa. Barclay makes it easy. Well, some forecasts are easy and some are hard, and this is a hard one. Computer models have not been consistent in what's going to happen Saturday, but there is better agreement, so we have a much better idea of the situation. So for the game, first off, the day will be mild, about 70 at kickoff Saturday afternoon. The sky will be cloudy, and there will be a chance of showers during the game. But the latest data suggests the really big, widespread rain will come after the game is over, after 6 o'clock Saturday night in Tuscaloosa. So for now, for tailgating Saturday morning, the weather looks dry. A chance of showers during the game Saturday afternoon. The big rains Saturday night after 6 o'clock. And again, about 70 at kickoff, mid-60s by the final whistle. That's your game day forecast brought to you by Barclay GMC. I'm James Spann on the ABC 3340 Weather Center.
Final couple of minutes we've got left here on Hey Coach, the Nick Saban Show with Gary Harris, media guest presented by CBNS Bank. Gary, of course, sports director, WVUA Television, Channel 23 here in Tuscaloosa. We look at what's on tap next for Bama, presented by Bud Light. Bud Light proud to be serving at Bryant-Denny Stadium this season, and this year Bud Light is for the fans. Of course, what's next is the Iron Bowl, Alabama at Auburn, Saturday, November 26th, Bryant-Denny Stadium. Our CTSN Sports Network coverage begins at 11:30 a.m., kickoff at 2:30 Central from Tuscaloosa. The game presented by PNC Bank, proud partner of the Crimson Tide. Gary, what have y'all got going at WVUA 23? You always have a lot of programming.
Well, you know, Chris, and of course you know this, having done other media work other than just Crimson Tide Sports Network, the unique thing about being a local sports director is obviously Alabama's the hub. That's
sure.
We build our coverage around that. But we also have high schools.
Right.
You know, we have Stillman, we have Shelton. So you've got all this going with Alabama, but there's still a lot of other things to do. This week's been busy with Thanksgiving basketball tournaments on the high school level. And then Friday night in our area, we still have Pickens County left in the Class 1A semifinals. And then, of course, the Iron Bowl on Saturday. So you're not just covering Alabama, but we're trying to get out in the community and do all the local sports and so it keeps us running. Now, we are off tomorrow, but then Friday is going to be a busy, busy day, and then, of course, Saturday coverage. We don't have Crimson Tide kickoff anymore in the morning, but Saturday night at 10, we'll have post-game analysis and recap of the game and hopefully recap of a big victory.
Looking forward to that very, very much. Remember, Tide fans, if you're looking for a place to tailgate for the Iron Bowl, we invite you to Druid City Social on Saturday for Bud Light's Iron Bowl tailgate featuring live music and ice-cold Bud Lights leading up to kickoff. I do want to remind you that if you missed any portion of tonight's show, you can always catch it on demand on our Alabama Insider podcast. Download and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Gary, got about a minute left with you. I just wonder if you can do it in 45 seconds. The thought of covering Nick Saban during this stretch, after seeing, as I did, you did as well, Coach Bryant, we were kids, witnessed that, never thought there'd be a conversation again about somebody being anywhere close to him, but now you've seen it professionally.
Well, and I'll try to do it short, in a quick manner. You know, my first year in TV, though, was Coach Bryant's last year.
Really?
Yes, sir. I covered Coach Bryant in 1982 for WHMA Channel 40, CBS right. Philly and Anniston. I was 18 years old, freshman at Jacksonville State. But so I started actually in television when Coach Bryant was still the coach, and now to have this run with Coach Saban. Of course, like you said, grew up in the 70s, too. So to see both Bryant and Saban do this, it's remarkable to be able to see. And you saw it, too, as a kid, like you said, see two dynasties like this in one lifetime.
I let others debate who's the best. Just to know that the two best of all time resided in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, it's amazing. Great to have you.
Thanks,
appreciate
Chris.
It so much. Gary Harris, sports director, WVUA Television. Again, our media guest here this evening. The studio engineer for the Crimson Tide Sports Network is Jerry Kelly. Our producer engineer, as always, here on site, Tom Stipe. The vice president, general manager of the Crimson Tide Sports Network is Jim Carabin. For all of those gentlemen and all the rest that make up the Crimson Tide Sports Network crew, I'm Chris Stewart. Thanks for joining us. Roll Tide and good night from Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this has been Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show. We're also brought to you by Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Everwood Treatment Company, the official treated lumber of Alabama athletics. Bud Light, it's for the fans. And by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.